Welcome to Investors Insights. Our topic today is inflation. What about deflation? Here we are as we start this week, and the debate is, should the Fed lower interest rates? Bobby, you talked about that. Chairman Powell, the Fed, is going to be talking this week, so tell us more about that.
Yeah, Chairman Powell testifies this week to Congress and the Senate, so we'll just see what, get better clarification on what happens there. But really, until a decision is made later in July, it's going to be all about the Fed. There's two camps. There's a camp that says they should cut, and there's a camp that says they should not cut. And so with the camp that says they should cut, they're blaming it on tepid wage growth, trade war impact, global economic slowdown, deteriorating business investment, declining consumer confidence, and then slowdown in manufacturing activity. And then there's the camp that says, well, hold on now, the Fed should not cut because it's unusual to cut with unemployment near record lows, stock market near record highs, short-term interest rates already low near 2.5%. We're in a kind of a weird spot here in that the market wants to eat it cake and have it too, because you have a good economy, but the market wants Fed cuts as well. That's a weird combination. You rarely have those two. But until a decision is made in later July, it's going to be up and down until then.
Yeah, well, and we've had debates here at Five Plan Partners in regards to the unemployment numbers. In other words, is unemployment a key factor, as it has been in the past, or considered in terms of interest rate movement? In addition to that, we're seeing negative interest rates in some of these European countries, the European Union, Brexit's going through changes. What's the global ramifications? Now, Trey, you gave some great numbers and information in regards to business in general.
Yeah, here. So I think key indicators to watch on whether or not the economy is really strengthening or whether the Fed should cut rates. One of the big ones we watch is the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Businesses, their Small Business Confidence Index. Now, it's a soft data. It's confidence, not actual spending, but that's expected to drop from 105 in May to 103. The absolute number of 103 is not as important as the fact that that number is coming down.
Right.
So we have small businesses in America, which are the driver of growth, are less and less confident. Maybe the Fed is behind the tape a little bit. And also this week, we should get consumer price index, that's inflation. That's supposed to drop from 1.8 in May to 1.6. I don't think anyone thinks 1.6% inflation is out of control inflation.
Right, exactly.
So both of those numbers that come out this week could support a Fed rate cut, because it's not that they're fighting inflation. They're fighting deflation, which we are importing from these developed economies that
are
slowing down.
That's the point that a lot of people are overlooking.
Yeah, our economy, sure, it's doing great. We're in a global economy. These developed, now notice I'm saying developed economies, the European economies, the other large developed economies, are growing much slower or even shrinking. So we're importing that deflation here, which is keeping our prices down, which the Fed is fighting. If the Fed is there to fight inflation, what are they fighting?
Right.
Very much Don Quixote going up against windmills instead of thinking they're fighting
dragons. Right,
dragons.
And we need to keep in mind, though, that people in Europe are buying our treasury bonds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Even with the currency exchange, it's still beneficial because our rates are a lot higher.
That's right. The 10-year German Bund is in negative interest rates.
Right.
Our 10 years at 2.05 seems low, but compared to negative, it's
so going back to what Bobby said, we've got room to bring rates down and still be very attractive to the rest of the world.
I think so.
But actually, there's one country that we need to talk about that's doing extremely well that people aren't paying attention to as they focus on China as well as some of the European situations. Talk about that.
Greg's exactly right. Over the next 2 years, watch India carefully. And we are, because it could give a nice prop up to the global economy that's been a little bit weak because of trade and tariffs. Two quick facts for you. In 2014, that economy was the 10th largest in the world. This year, it's going to surpass the UK as fifth. That's a big move in a five-year period.
Very much so.
And secondly, the fact is their finance minister said as a goal for the nation, they're at $3 trillion in GDP now. In 5 years, they want to be at $5 trillion. A lot of that's going to be capital infrastructure and capital goods spending. Two places the U.S. does very, very well. So that's an economy that we're really watching that's very much on the come.
Right, right. And let me say this. We have a saying here, sometimes the headlines are not the main news.
That's right.
And
right.
That's a good example of changes that are occurring, just like the deflation internationally, that we like to see long before we
Absolutely.
Have the impact.
Yes.
And then, Adam, from your standpoint, talking about jobs, because everybody's like, look, unemployment's fantastic. Where are we seeing the growth? What do you think about that?
Yeah, and like Trey made a point earlier, you know, the American economy is doing really well. One of the fears surrounding that was unemployment. And we saw the June jobs number come out, 224,000, the best growth since January. So that kind of squished that talk real quick. The biggest jump we saw was in healthcare. Also, too, we talked a couple weeks ago about if this economy is going to continue to grow, it's going to be through advanced technology.
Right.
Well, computer system design has really boosted. So that's a really unique portion of the job growth that we're starting to see these companies kind of embrace that technology.
As you said before, innovation is key to this economy.
Yeah.
And we totally believe that. So, you know, when you take all this information together, these are the moving pieces and parts that we're watching as to how it impacts your portfolio, how it ties to your financial blueprint for those of you that are clients. And the other thing I really appreciate is that those of you that have been communicating with us after the vlog, talking about, you know, Greg, I've gotten ideas or heard information here that I haven't heard from any other place, and I've shared it with others. And it's fascinating what you're looking at prior to possibly seeing the market impacted by it. So we really try to keep up with it and really appreciate the interaction, as evident by the fact of doing the vlog, wanting the one-on-one meetings, the phone calls, as well as our social media, our websites. We hope this has been beneficial. We hope that this during July you're at some cookout or some social and you bring up some of these topics and people go, I haven't heard that anywhere else. And you think of Five Plan Partners. Have a great week. We'll be in touch.